I'm Mary Jo Heath for the Metropolitan Opera. This season, we celebrate the 50th anniversary of Plácido Domingo's Met debut. Domingo first stepped on our stage on September 28, 1968, as Maurizio in Chilea's Adriana Le Couvreur, and has returned every season since then. This year, he'll sing his 700th Met performance, add a 52nd role to his company repertoire, and return to our podium where he's conducted nearly 170 performances. We were fortunate to have him visit us in the radio booth in the fall. The Met's William Berger talked with him about his career, his favorite roles, and much more, starting with how it feels to have enjoyed a Met career that's lasted 50 years and counting. Here's part of that interview.
First, my thinking was that the best years for the tenor is when you are in your 30s. And I said, yeah, it will be difficult at the 40s. The 40s were good years too. The 50s, and I arrived also to the 60s singing as a tenor, so I can never imagine that I was going to be singing, and much less to be singing in such a phenomenal theater. In a house that, I mean, without any doubt, is the number one in the world, and not miss any season, you know. So, I mean, this is really amazing. It's a great, great gift that I have received, you know, from life, from the destiny, because you don't never know, and especially from the public. Because I think the public is the one that decides. It's the public that contracts you. Because the public is the one that reacts and says, when this particular singer, when they sing, we want to be there.
Let's take it back to that night, your Met debut, September 28th, 1968, in the role of Maurizio in Adriana Le Couvreur. Mm. And it came a few days earlier than expected. What do you remember about that night?
We used to live in New Jersey in those days because I was covering Calaf, and it was a performance of Turandot in that afternoon, and I was rehearsing here at the Met. And not only that, but the night before, I believe that I sang at the City Opera Pagliacci, and 3 days before I sang Tabarro. And I went back to New Jersey after the rehearsal, and I want to come back to the performance because it was the last Adriana Le Couvreur with Tebaldi and Corelli before I was making my debut on the 2nd of October. So I arrived home, and my father was the only one that was home. And I arrived, I rest a little bit, and I guess it was about 7:15. And Mr. Bing called by phone and said, Plácido, said, how are you doing? Said, fine, Mr. Bing. Said, well, I hope you are really fine because you are making your debut at the Metropolitan tonight. I said, oh, my God. So my father and me, we have to drive. We have an anecdote in coming out after the West Side Freeway. We turn in 72nd Street. And after we were in a light, and I was vocalizing, and I noticed a car nearby, and the car, they were laughing, and because I was singing, you know, I was, and I put down the window, and I said, excuse me, where are you going? And they said, we are going to the Metropolitan Opera. I said, well, don't laugh, because you're going to hear me tonight.
You might have made your debut in any number of roles, but it turned out it was Adriana. People were impressed, according to the reviews, not only by your singing, but by you in that role. What had you brought that opening night, your opening night, your debut at the Met? What had you brought to the stage that made people remember you?
Well, you can imagine somebody that is 27 years old and is going to make his debut. I mean, I was nervous, but I was so excited. So I went out and I put everything that, you know, somebody that knows what he's risking, but in a way, it was easier to win than to lose because I was having my debut 4 days later, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was just an extra chance for me. And but of course, the big responsibility of singing in the place of Corelli, which I admire, you know, and I love so much his voice and his way of doing the character and everything. So it was a challenge, not to say it, even if I don't like the word challenge, but it was one, and things went positive. The public kind of already know me. You know how it is in New York. They really understood the voice of tenor in those days, which we were many, many, many tenors with name also, you know. There with name, I was just starting. But the situation was that that public was already been fan of those great names, and they became fans of that year of Luciano or me. So we make the debut in the same year. I mean, of course, it's a big disappointment when Mr. Hawkins came out and said, ladies and gentlemen, we have to say that Mr. Corelli cannot sing tonight. Oh, the public said, but, said, a young tenor that is supposed to make his debut 4 days late, and then the public, the reaction was fantastic, you know. I said, what I mean is, that was the most difficult thing, you know. No, the Met debut, but to be in the shoes of Franco Corelli.
Well, let's talk about your repertory in those days and how it changed, because I remember as far back as the 1970s, a lot of people talking and saying, he shouldn't be singing this repertory, even back then, you know, moving from Verismo, Bel Canto, and then Romantic and Verdi and all this. Mm. You were already pushing what people expected from you. What was going on in those days, say in the 70s?
Well, you know, I respect and I love very much the opinion of people, because what else? They were worried. I mean, they were worried. So they were legitimate fans. They loved what I was doing, and they were really afraid that I was going to spoil my voice. But I thought that I found a combination, no singing constantly dramatic roles, or either not singing light roles, you know? I mean, my voice was flexible. My voice, because was coming from the zarzuela baritone, which the baritone in the zarzuela, it is a higher baritone
right.
than the baritone right. in the opera. And I was able to dark the sound, and I was able to, early in my age, I mean, like 34, I sang my first Otello. I thought the combination was good for me. If I was singing Bohems and Faust and many of the lighter lyric operas the whole time, I wouldn't feel as good as combining. Or if I will be singing only Don Jose and Otello and Aida and so on. So the combination of the repertoire, I think it saved me.
The incomparable Placido Domingo, in part of a conversation he had with William Berger. Even as we celebrate Domingo's 50 years on the Metropolitan Opera stage, he's added a new role to his company repertoire, the comedic title role in Johnny Schicchi, part of Puccini's triple bill, Il Trittico. And that will be our Saturday matinee broadcast on December the 8th. For the Met, I'm Mary Jo Heath.